Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
That's Van Morrison bringing us back.
Fantabulous night to make romance.
Clearly,
the cover of October
his best song of many great songs, Moon Dance. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Gary Sirak back on the show. S-I-R-A-K is how you spell his last name. His book, regardless of what I said before, I think I said it wrong last time. His book is, I'm reading it, I'm looking at it right now, folks, so trust me, this is the title. If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? That's the book. You got to find it. It's by Gary Sirak. Gary, tell us how we can go to your website and get that budget project you were talking about.
Yes, on my website, ifyourmoneytalked.com, just sign up as a member, and that will allow you to get my free marriage money agreement, which basically is good for married people, but it's also good for people that aren't married because it's a budget.
Right.
And it's a whole concept of, and just what you're talking about, Jim, if you don't have a budget, you have no chance. I mean, mm-hmm. you're trying to figure something out with no numbers. So if you don't know what you're spending or what you're making and matching the two up so that you have a bottom line, and if your bottom line is negative, you got to fix it. If it's positive, then you got to start saving it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people in the world have negative ones, and that's where the work comes in. You've got to start taking money and putting it away.
But if you go ahead and set up an IRA, just an IRA first, folks, then you got a place to put it. Then if you get two nickels you can rub together, stick them over there. But you know what I think happens, Gary, is a lot of people don't set the vessel up first. And then when they say, okay, I've got $1,000, but I haven't got the thing set up, so I don't know where I'm going to do with it. And it's so easy to fund an IRA if you haven't got anything, folks. And then maybe later you can move over to a simple plan or a SEP plan or a 401k or something like that. But that takes time. And so just get started. Now, Gary, what I want you to talk about this segment is what should we do with the money? Let's say that somebody has funded an IRA. They put some money into an IRA. Did they just save some money? They just put it aside in a savings account. What should they do with it? Should they leave it as cash? I am still very distrustful of Wall Street, Gary. I mean, is that a healthy distrust?
In my mind, it is. I feel the same way. Believe me, Jim, I'm in the market because of my clients and my business. And personally, I have it. I am not a fan of what's going on in Wall Street whatsoever. It just doesn't make any sense.
The people who make money today on Wall Street are the traders.
Correct.
And most small business owners, if they have a small business, they're not going to be traders. They're going to be investors. And it's hard to see where an investor, how does an investor survive Wall Street the way it's structured today? I don't understand that.
You're a lamb and slaughter. From my perspective,
yeah.
We're just waiting to get killed because we don't have any control. It's just like, I'll never forget this. I worked with a company that was a publicly traded company, and I was involved with them in the ground floor. So I got to know the CFO very well, and he did all the reporting for Wall Street. Well, I will never forget, I was talking to Sam one day, and it was the day before his meeting that he has to have quarterly with the people that matter,
mm-hmm.
Wall Street. So basically, he has his meeting, and he tells me, he said, well, it should be an okay meeting. He said, we really had a good quarter. We did this and this. He said, but we're a little bit under weather here. And he told me what that was. Anyway, so they missed their mark by 1 cent.
Yeah.
And the stock tanked about 5 points.
Yeah.
And I said, this is absurd. They made the most money they've ever made, and they still missed it by 1%.
Google did the same thing. They made more money than anybody had ever made, a higher percentage profit per share than anybody had ever made, but it was one penny. They actually made their mark, but it was one penny below what the analysts said they should make, and the stock went down. Now, tell me what makes sense about that. Also, did you see where AP got their Twitter account got hacked? There was a message sent out that the president had been hurt. Because the computers are programmed with algorithms to pick up things like bomb, president hurt, things like that. The computers sold millions and millions of shares, and the stock market dropped 140 something points or so in a matter of a minute or two.
Right.
The computers did it. I don't want to hang out with that kind of a situation. And that's the reason why I still recommend real estate. And folks, you know I'm not an investment advisor, but what do you think, Gary, quickly?
I like real estate, Jim. I especially if it's real estate you can manage and own and work with, and I love rent. I mean, it's hard not to like rent payments.
Including if it's the building your business is in.
Right.
I sure recommend
the key,
that.
Jim, the key is not to build a palace.
Yeah.
That's the big problem I've seen people do. They build it so grand, they can't afford it, and then they go under.
And when they can't sell it because nobody else is going to pay for it. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Give us a website quickly again.
IfYourMoneyTalked.com.
All right. That's also the title of the book. Gary, come back again real soon. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.